son of Chala Perak Alf, Mishnah Beis, Oichu Mehem Kazayis Matzah B'Pesah, Yotzer Yidei Chubbos. Somebody eats a Kazayis of Matzah on Pesah, so it's made from any of the five grains that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, he would have fulfilled his obligation to eat a Kazayis of Matzah on the first night of Pesah. Because the Torah obligates to eat the size of an Alf of Matzah on the first night of Pesah, and the Matzah could be made from any of the five grains. It could be made from wheat, barley, spelt, rye, or oats. Kizayis chametz chayav b'ikar. Somebody who eats a kizayis of chametz on Pesach that came from any of those five grains, he would be chayav karis. So the punishment for eating chametz on Pesach is karis. It's arav echem mehem b'chor aminim hareza over b'pesach. If chametz from any of the five grains got mixed in with a different type of food, and a person had it in his possession during Pesach, he would have transgressed the law of b'ayi ra u'b'ayi masu. You're not allowed to have any chametz in your possession. Chametz should not be seen or found in your possession on Pesach, and even though the chametz got mixed in with another food, you still are not allowed to have it in your possession during Pesach. Somebody take the fat, not eat bread or grain. It's forbidden for him to eat the five grains according to Rabbi Meir, but he would be allowed to eat kidneys and zram, legumes and seeds. But if you take a vow not to eat dagon, according to Rabbi Meir, included in dagon is not only the five grains, but also kidneys and zeron. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir. According to the Chachamim, there's no difference between taking a vow not to eat dagon and taking a vow not to eat tzvua. In both cases, you would only be forbidden to eat the five grains, but you would be allowed to eat kidneys and zeron. Bechayavim, bechala, uva maestros. The five grains are chayav and chala, and also maestros. Somebody who makes dough from any of the five grains, he would have to take off chala and give it to the coin, and so too, all the five grains are chayav and maestros. The following are chayav and chala, and patur from maestros. Somebody who makes dough from any of the following is obligated to separate chala and give it to the coin. But the pasuk from Maestros, you don't have to take off Maestros from the following. Halakeh v'ashikah v'apeah v'ahevker. Halakeh is produce that falls during the harvest. And shikah is produce that is forgotten in the field. Peah is the produce that you leave in the corner of the field. All these things are matnos aniyim, they're given to the aniyim. And hefker is also pasuk from Maestros. Hefker is produce that the owner has forfeited possession of the produce. Now all these things, the levy has equal rights to take them, if the levy is an aniyim. He can take leket, shikha, and peah. And so too, a levy has equal right to take something that is hefker. And therefore, the pasuk from Maaser, the pasuk says, uba levi kein lo chelek v'nachla imach. The Torah tells us to give Maaser to the levy because he does not have a portion with us in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why we give him Maaser, since he does not have his own portion. But regarding leket, shikha, and peah, and hefker, the levy has equal right to take them. So he has a portion in these things, and therefore they are pasuk from Maaser, but they would be chayav in chala. U'maaser rishon shenitla trumaso. A levy that was given Maaser rishon, and he took off the trumas Maaser from that Maaser rishon to give it to the kohen, that Maaser rishon is pasuk from Maaser and chayav in chala. Now, even though, of course, it's pasuk from Maaser, it is Maaser. So the Mefarshim explain, we're talking about where the Maaser rishon was given to the levy before the produce had become liable in Maaser. So you might think that the levy has to take off Maaser from the Maaser, so the Mishnah says it's pasuk from Maaser, but it would be chayav in chala. U'maaser sheni v'hegdish aniftu. Somebody who has Maaser sheni or hegdish that has been redeemed is pasuk from Maaser and chayav in chala, as even though it's been redeemed, since at the time it became liable for Maaser, it had kedusha, it's pasuk from Maaser, as hegdish is pasuk from Maaser, and Maaser sheni also has kedusha, so it's pasuk from Maaser even after it's redeemed. U'maaser ha'omer, what's remaining from the grain that was used for the minchas ha'omer. And they would reap three saw of grain for the minchas ha'omer, but not all three saw was used. Instead, they would sift those three saw of grain 13 times until they were left with one isara, one-tenth of an ephah of very fine flour. And what's remaining of the grain after it was sifted 13 times would be redeemed. And it's pasuk from Maaser b'chayav and chala. The reason why it's pasuk from Maaser is that since it was reaped with intention of using it for the Minchas HaOmer, it had Kedusha at the time, it was liable for Maaser. And therefore, even after it's redeemed, it's pasuk from Maaser. But it would be Chayav and Chala. U'tavua shaloi v'yashlich. Grain that was reaped before it grew to a third of its full growth is pasuk from Maaser, but it would be chayev in the chala. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm at four shaloi via shlish paturim in a chala. According to Rabbi Eliezer, grain that was reaped before reached a third of its full growth is part of the frumbos, maizros, and chala.